Music for the People, a journey through the pleasures and pitfalls of classical music. Written and read by Gareth Malone. For Becky and Esther. Introduction. I've always listened to classical music because my parents carefully indoctrinated me from birth. As a baby, I would go to sleep to This is the Record of John by Orlando Gibbons. Think men in ruffs singing in high voices. As a young child, I felt that classical music was more interesting than popular music. I remember clearly, aged 8, being very disappointed when a girl told me that she only liked pop music. The relationship would never have worked. Over the intervening 27 years, I've dabbled in all sorts, including pop, rock, and acid jazz funk. I'm always excited when I hear something that I haven't heard before. Music knits together the tapestry of my life. It reflects my mood, and it offers me nourishment. I love to read about it, to perform it, but most especially, to listen to it. Next to my CD player, I have a pile of music that I'm currently listening to. Stile Antico singing Tudor Christmas music, Muses the Resistance, and Verklärte Nacht by Schoenberg. In my office, I have the music that I listen to less regularly. Nikolai Gedda singing opera arias, Living Toys by Thomas Adès, and almost the complete works of Bach. In the loft is a huge box of music I don't need to listen to again for a very long time, mostly from my teenage years. The KLF back catalogue, 6 versions of Progen by The Shaman, and all my Janet Jackson records. I've always been...